Hello, Dami Gang, what's going on? You guys, welcome back again to another amazing podcast. This is obviously the match reactions from our game with Leipzig. This was amazing. Let me give you guys a little backstory on the boy you're about to listen to. So, Nabil is one of our amazing, passionate United fans, which definitely, by God's grace, you guys will hear even more, and he'll be more consistent, definitely. Fam, me and Nabil were speaking about this game like a preview, yeah, just between ourselves. And the way I was so positive about it, I promise you, if it was someone else that probably knew me longer, they would probably have gone to bet. But Nabil did not. And then we actually battered these guys 5-0. God, Nabil had some regrets, man. But I'm sure, no problem, in the future, we'll definitely sort that out. But yeah, guys, this is just a quick one from Nabil, his own analysis of the game, and yeah, I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. Let's hear what Nabil has to say.
Okay, hi guys. I'm going to give my analysis on Manchester United's match, Champions League at Old Trafford today. I'm going to start with David De Gea. David De Gea played very, very well today. I think he's back on form. He made a couple of saves. Very, 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 his reflex, very nice, very, 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 very fast, actually. We played the diamond formation today. The formation was good. Everyone played beautifully in their positions. And, like, I think the coach needs to understand that he needs to place the players in their perfect positions to play very well, actually. I'm going to start with Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Was an excellent player today. He's very, very good in one-on-ones. Like, no player gets past him. Like, they don't dribble past Aaron Wan-Bissaka. He's very, 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 very good. Very fast also. Who else? Harry Maguire was very solid at the back. Very, very solid. Very solid. He won all his duels, and he's very, like, I think his sense is coming back now, because honestly, I don't know what he was doing before, but Maguire has become, like, he was solid this match. Bruno Fernandes, Fred, oh bro, those guys were good also. Bruno Fernandes, Fred was amazing. He gave two excellent passes, and he gave an assist also. Like, he was very, very good. Bruno Fernandes also was a very key player. He had an assist. Martial had an assist also. Rashford came in 63rd minute. He popped three goals, a hat trick. Very, very good. Martial also scored a penalty. Very tactical, actually. Very, very good. Mason Greenwood is an opportunist. I love his football because he doesn't take chances. He plays football to score, and that's what we need. He plays football to score. He's a very great player. Still young, he still has time to play football, actually. Van de Beek was amazing also. He played very well. He was finding space between the defenders, making plays, like giving great passes. Like, he's an amazing player also. Pogba is very good. Like, his passes are beautiful, very amazing. He had an assist also. He gave a beautiful pass to Mason Greenwood, which led to our first goal. And I said David De Gea, that boy is good. Like, his sense is back, actually. Like, he made beautiful saves today. And I think that's about it. That's about what I have to say on today's game. And yeah, see you next time.
Dami Gang. All right. So obviously, Nabil came in clutch, man. I love this analysis and whatnot. Next thing we have the boy TC. Oh my God, this boy. Nana, United fans, trust me. When you're looking for a United fan that loves the club, trust me, this boy, he gets counted for sure. So here now, TC explains a whole lot to us. Apparently, he's only going to tolerate Luke Shaw till Alex Telles comes and takes his position. And we are all happy about that. You got to say you're happy about that. Come on now. We all know we are trying to tolerate Luke Shaw, bro, till Telles comes and take the position on. And like TC also said, Maguire just did Maguire things. You know, enough of my talking, but let's go out here from the horse's mouth. TC, take over. What happened? What happened?
To all United fans out there, I'll say this and I'll say this again. Mason Greenwood is the greatest thing to come out of the academy since David Beckham. Argue with your forefathers. Thank you.
Wow, what a good first half. This has been like one of the most decent first half Man United has ever played in a while, to be honest. And I think it's all down to the fact that we have serial ballers like Donny van de Beek and Pogba in the match, and not Daniel James, somebody that's running like he's doing PE or a sprint. Like, we don't need that. We need footballers, actual footballers. So yeah, this was the decent half. Mason Greenwood, I'm so happy I have that boy. Like, this is no joke. Like, before, I never used to rate youth players, but he has really, that was a real well-taken strike. Yeah, it was a good goal. The whole half, excellent. Pogba gave the assist. That's what we want. Van de Beek in control of the midfield. That's what we want. So, and Fred, man, just doing all the dirty work. Matic too. Well, Maguire, Maguire just did basic Maguire things, you know. And sure, I'm still skeptical of him because I've not really seen anything much from him, but no problem. Till Alex Telles comes and takes over his place, I'll continue to tolerate him. But overall, very decent half, very, 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 very good half, yeah. Good work. We wait for the second half. I hope they don't fumble.
Wait, guys, wait. I think I can hear something. I can hear, who? Is that TC singing? TC is singing. Jeez, oh, we have to hear this. We have to hear this.
Marcus Rashford. What a finish. I don't even know if Leipzig are just lackluster today or United are just too good, because sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit. So you understand, but today is a good day for football, man. Good day for United too. What a dribble by Marcus Rashford. I cannot even believe this boy just did that. Wow. Come on. Rash. Well, I'm not calling Marcus Rashford today, but don't worry.
Yes, okay. So TC, you've had a lot to say about Daniel James and Luke Shaw as well. And we agree with you, my brother. We agree with you. TC, you seem to also have a message for Martial. What do you have to say to Martial?
I have to comment, and I have to comment. Anthony Martial, I didn't really see too much of you in that first half. Please change your ways and play better second half. Thank you very much. Please and please. Oh my God, Marcus Rashford. I used to think he could not finish, but that was a good finish. And what an assist by Bruno. What very drilled ball. I love that. More of that, Bruno, please. More of that, United. Come on.
Dami Kang, I hope you guys enjoyed this from two amazing United fans. Nabil, that was amazing. TC, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. Make sure you subscribe to the amazing podcast. And I'm sure we'll meet again. Next game, Manchester United versus Arsenal. Your boys will be back. Trust me. And yeah, definitely. To be honest, I don't mind what goes on in the Arsenal game. All I know is some people might be benched for the rest of the season if Ollie is that ruthless. If he is that ruthless. I mean, that's what I would do. You see, Luke Shaw and Lindelof, they're walking on eggshells. If they start against Arsenal, it might just make or break their season. Guys, we'll meet again after the Arsenal game. And yeah, have a lovely day. Toodles, thank you for coming up to the best football show, Say Less My G, brought to you by Say Less Podcast. Take care. Toodles.